When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family or friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pick up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And, you know, go there and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great photos and videos and stories and alerts when we need to. But, unfortunately, this week, no alerts that I thought warranted being posted. So we're good there. And I have to say, it is after, I think, a couple of days of springtime, it's not anymore. It's cloudy. So let's find out what's going on in the studio. I'm zooming in from home today, but our production engineer is keeping everything going. That would be Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. I thought a typical spring day here in Seattle was a little bit wet and cloudy.
Oh, I'm trying to have a positive attitude. The springtime is done, but gosh, it was just gorgeous the last couple days. And once again, I'm behind because everybody Friday and Saturday, with the beautiful weather that we had, everybody out here, everybody in my neighborhood, all around here, were on their mowers, mowing and all that stuff. And of course, I was working. Which is great, because I love to do that, but I haven't mastered being in two places at once. And so, I did get caught up with my maiden voyage on my mower and getting the winter cleanup finished and mowing and blowing and all cleaned up and all of that. And I managed to do that just before the storm arrived, which was a good thing.
So we're going about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago. But, you know, the weather's been pretty nice and the temperature's going up. And then we've had a lot of rain and then every once in a while sun. Well, you know what that means. The grass grows really fast. So my grass is growing like crazy. And I look out the window. It's like, oh, it's just perfect. I should be out there mowing. But wouldn't you know, it rained during the night, so it's all wet again. And Nathan, I guess before we get to the weather, we're going to time out because I'm going to the biggest alert of the day. I'm excited. Unfortunately, we have an excuse for one more week, or for this week only, Nathan, and then our excuse is gone.
Okay.
Mercury is still in retrograde. So that's our excuse.
We still get out of jail free card.
Yeah, that's our get out of jail free card. Everything messes up with communications today. It's Mercury's fault. But it goes direct tomorrow. Yay! And then it takes two or three days to get back to balance. But we just have to deal with the major effects for one more day, and then we'll be transitioning back into whatever kind of balance we get to go transition into. So that's really good news. I've had a lot of Mercury and retrograde stuff going on. And speaking of that, the storm seemed to be a big Mercury and retrograde for me. No, that was a couple of weeks ago. since we've been last on the air. And boy, there was a lot of hype about that storm, wasn't there, Nathan?
For sure.
Boy, we were all batting down the hatches and we were expecting this big, huge, you know, and wind everywhere and all of that.
Talking about, you know, that whole little 5% chance of a tornado or something.
There was a tornado. Oh, and golf club size hail. They were talking about golf ball size hail. And I don't know if you saw it, but there were some great pictures up on my Nextdoor app and Facebook. Local people that had gone out, and some guys, you know, padded their car and then covered it up and wrapped it all up in case, you know, so that the hail wouldn't damage their car finish. Well, yep. So then all of that.
If they didn't have a garage or a carport or something like that, or any sort of canopy.
And then it was I think it was a Tuesday night Tuesday evening that the storm was coming in.
Tuesday evening.
Was it Tuesday evening? Because I remember, because you texted me and said it was just, you know, that it was on its way. It would be to me any moment. I think it had already just gone, you know, something had gone through your place.
Actually, it might have been a Wednesday evening now that I think about it. Yeah, it was Wednesday evening.
It was Tuesday. It was a Tuesday.
Okay.
We don't need to go into details is why I know that, but I know that. Anyway. Turns out that, you know, they were watching the radar and all of that, and you know, there was a storm did come through, and you know, it was worse in some places than others, but in most cases, Nathan, it kind of turned out to be a big nothing burger. And that was the case here, except for one thing. But I got some rain and I got some wind, you know, and I didn't get any hail. There was a lot of lightning and thunder around the area, but not big deal. And so I was thinking, you know, gosh, this is great. And I was reading the news and, you know, and we were texting back and forth. And from all what I could determine, it kind of just turned out to be a big nothing burger everywhere, except...
Well, you might have put a little bit of mustard on that burger, but other than that, just a plain old burger, depending on where you were.
I'm sitting here thinking, you know, and that boy, this is really great. You know, I got a little wind, and it's not that big a deal, and I got a little rain and some thunder and lightning around, and I could hear it off in the distance, and it was 11:35.
So you got yours late.
And I was watching Jimmy Kimmel's monologue. Okay. Uh-huh. And I hear this big sound. And I think I remember in my mind thinking, that sounds like a lightning strike. I don't know. But, you know, it was a big loud sound, but it sounded north of me. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't concerned about it, except that at the same time I heard this big sound. My cable went out. The TV just froze.
Wow. So I had,
you know, Jimmy Kimmel, mouth open, you know.
Not saying anything. Sounds gone.
No, my power's fine. I didn't get any flashing lights or anything like that. My power's okay, but I have no cable. So then I get up and start investigating. I have no power. I have no cable. I mean, I have power, but I have no cable. I have no TV. I have no internet, and I have no Wi-Fi. So I have just like wiped out all my communication. Well, other than just being right outside in front in the dog yard with Robbie, when it's stormy and, you know, there's thunder and lightning and a big wind, that sort of stuff, we stay inside because, you know, I'm in the forest. There's so many trees and stuff that could happen. Well, anyway, so I figured, okay, well, something took out the cable and they'll fix it. And by the next morning, it was still out. I had no communication. And I didn't get that notice. You know, you usually get a text from Xfinity that says, hey, there's a power outage or there's an outage in your area and we're fixing it. I didn't get anything like that. So I had to call, and then, you know, so that's, you know, all kinds of time on the phone, and then they got to try all this stuff, and I'm, nothing's working. So they finally determine that they have to come out. And then they say, oh, well, we'll be out. This is Wednesday morning. We'll come out on Saturday. And I thought, I'm sorry, that's not acceptable. I can't be without communications for the whole week. And this is like part because of the storm, you know, get out here. And they said, well, we'll put you on a wait list, you know, for later today. And then eventually they said, okay, we can come out today. So that later that afternoon, this is Thursday now.
Mm-hmm.
So then finally, Thursday, well, no, you know, I take it back, Nathan.
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday night. Yeah. You're right. Darn it. I was wrong. Okay. Mercury in retrograde. Not my fault.
There we go. There's your get out of jail.
You're right, because it was Thursday when they came, so it had to be Wednesday night. So I was thinking there was a day in between, but no, there wasn't. Anyway, so finally the cable guy shows up around 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon, and I look out the window, and he's out there. He's looking at the trees, and he's looking at the roads, and he's looking at the wires, and all of that. Oh, and I had a friend came over that Thursday afternoon, and when she came, she said, hey, I found the problem. And at the corner of my garage, where I couldn't see, there's a cable hanging there.
Oh.
Well, as it turned out, that big sound I heard, that was actually a big gust of wind that blew over a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the leftover hemlock habitat cuts that PUD did a couple of years ago. I have them when they take down the tree on the road, that they leave about a 30-foot trunk, and that for they call it habitat cut for, you know, squirrels and woodpeckers and that sort of thing. And when you hear me when I'm talking to Natasha about the squirrels going in and out the holes in the trunk, it's those trunks they're talking about. Yeah. Well, blew over one of those, and it went right. Took out my cable line. So it wasn't, I was the only one with the outage because my cable from the road to my house got busted in half by this tree that came down.
Oh.
The good news was is that it was the perfect length that it didn't get into the road and fall on anybody or block the road. It's still on my property, but right up to the edge of the road. So anyway, that was my big thing for the whole storm is that I was out of communications for, day and a half. I'm back in business now and things have been great. The other exciting news is that I was glad I was here. So the cable guy's out, you know, and he calls in and says he can get up on his big ladder to, you know, run a new cable from the big pole out in front and over to my house. And they don't have to send out the big truck. And so he got that part done. And then he gets up, he was going to go up on the roof. Something just told me to go out and talk to him and tell him where I was. You know, it's just one of those intuitional things.
Yeah.
And so I went out in front and I said, hey, you know, I'm here if you need me and I'm a great gopher and I can help you. And I'm in my office and that window's right in the front of the house. And I said, so if you need anything, just come to the fence and wave and I'll see you out there and I'll come out. Mm-hmm. All right. So a little while later, I hear this big, big noise and I'm not sure what it is. Sounds like he's moving equipment around or something. And then in a few minutes, I hear thud, thud, thud. He's thumping around on the roof. And then I look out my window, and he's hanging over my roof waving at me. So I run out there to see what he wants. And turns out the noise I heard, he knocked his ladder over.
Oh, no.
So he's stuck on my roof. Anyway, I was just very glad that I was here because, of course, I was able to pick up his ladder and put it back up there. He'd have had a little bit of a predicament had I not been here. So anyway, be careful. If you're going up on roofs, be careful with those ladders. You know, you knock the ladder over. If Aunt Martha isn't there to save you, you know, you could be in trouble. So anyway, that was my big excitement with the storm.
Yep, you got it worse than I did, that's for sure.
Yeah,
of course, for me, leading up to it, you know, everybody has their fears. Like, some people fear snakes, some people fear flying. Well, I fear storms. So
really?
I do. And so a whole bunch of, you know, anxiety leading up to it. Because,
do you know why? Did you have an experience as a child or something?
Yeah, I was a child. My first experience was going to my grandparents' house in the middle of nowhere farmland type open fields, Wisconsin, and severe thunderstorms for my first experiences. And I did not do well those couple nights when we had them. So it's just all kind of stuff. It's gotten better, but still, like, leading up to the storm, I was all in, like, panic mode. It's like, what do I do? Do I drive over to work here where we have the soundproof booths and I can park in the parking garage and my car would be safe from any potential tornadoes or golf ball-sized hail? Of course, I had a carport that I could park under, but still, you know, like, get away from the potential tornado and
stuff
like that and, you know, be in a quiet environment. And I was just watching the weather radars constantly to see what was coming up. And it's like, okay, it's not as bad as they were thinking. I think I'll just stick it around at home. And I had a little bit of a thing with Netflix because I wanted to turn on some Netflix to be able to have some background noise going while the storm was passing over. And it turns out that something happened with our subscription. So I was logged out of Netflix and couldn't log in, so I had to call up with Netflix and get them all restarted. And then thankfully I was able to get that up and going about 15 minutes before the storm actually came over. But yeah, I was just kind of hunkering down and closing up shop for the evening. Thankfully, the storm was nowhere near for me in the South Seattle area as strong as they predicted it was going to be. And
yeah,
all I got
was,
yeah, well, I mean, even.
All right, though. But Nathan,
when
I'm so
had
glad
the storm,
you mentioned this, that, that you have this fear of storms. Have you ever listened to Martha Norwalk's Animal World?
Oh, yes, I've done, you know, you're talking about Linda.
Yeah, because that's the kind of thing that the neuroenergetic balancing, the best stuff, can really help with.
Mm-hmm.
So we either need to figure out how to have Linda do a little session with you on the air next week.
I believe I've actually spoken with her in the past about it before. Like,
well, you don't just speak about her. You got to have her do a little thing on you. Because you know when she says something like, think about the biggest thing in your life you'd like to change, right? You would think about the storm thing. But she also, you know, offers a free session to any of you, Nathan, and anybody else listening, if you just call or text her, and we'll tell you about that during the show, you can get a free session with her off the air, so you don't have to do it on the air. But you really should do that with either Linda or Nils, because that could make a big difference for you.
Yeah, no, I touched up with them a couple years ago, actually. This was a while ago.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the clock. We've got to officially start the show. We've got advertisers to take care of before we get to. It is the first Sunday of April. Wow. That's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we'll start with Meow Cat Rescue, as usual, at the bottom of the hour. Now, I have a bunch more stuff on my getting started. A couple more. We got to talk a little bit about weather and what's going on. And I've got a Hummer report. And we got to find out with Nathan what's going on with the Mariners. And I got a bird flu update. But most of our animals and the news stuff is going to happen at 11 o'clock with Merritt and Beth Clifton. But we're going to have a little extra time in the second hour. So we'll cover all the rest of this stuff then. But we've got to officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. And we've got to do ads. So, Nathan, what is your pleasure? Do you want to take care of advertisers and then I'll start the show? I mean, I think I know the answer to this. Or do you want me to do our prayers and affirmations and then we'll do ads? But you want to do ads, right?
Well,
you
might as well since we're right about 9:20 here.
Yeah, he just wants to stay on schedule. I mean, go figure. You know, it's Mercury in retrograde. We got one more week to fool around. All right. Anyway, we'll do that. We're going to take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. We'll come back with our prayers and affirmations, and then we'll get going with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our Animal Friend Sunday. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, speaking of what we were speaking about before we did ads, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and he is one of our best practitioners, neuroenergetic balancers, and you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. He works on both animals and humans, and he always does a free telephone evaluation if you would like to talk to him about yourself or your animal friends. And you can do that by going to the website healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, tell him you want to chat, and know that he and Sister Linda Rasmussen will be with us next week. It's our healing show, the second Sunday of every month. And y'all can call in for free remote treatments. I hope you'll do that. And of course, you do anything wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. Now, we've got to officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. But, you know, Nathan, I really wanted to I was going to ask you about the weather because, you know, I told you that my grass is like prime. And if I could cut it right now, it would be perfect. But if it waits, then it's going to be overgrown anyway. And so I was hoping maybe there was a chance it would stay, you know, it wouldn't rain anymore. And I might, you know. So I pulled up, when I didn't get a chance to ask you, I pulled up my weather app here during the break. And wouldn't you know, there's no rain until
after the show.
Until the first tick after noon, it rains for the rest of the day. And so then I brought up the radar to confirm. And sure enough, the rain's making its way here. When does it land? Right after noon. And then the whole rest of the day. So it looks like I'm not going to be mowing my grass today.
Well, if you're fast enough and the rain holds off just enough, maybe you can run out there and get it quick while it's still, you know, for the most part, dry.
Yeah, well, no. If it's not, it just is so much better if it's at least on the dry side. So I'll wait. And there's supposed to be rain the rest of the week and all of that. I've got some time hit and miss along the way. I'll just hope for we get a dry spell here or there. It'll all work out. I mean, it's not going anywhere. anyway, it just perfect timing here with Mercury in retrograde. Soon as we're off the air, it's going to start raining. So what I'll have to do is try to get my Sunday afternoon chores done immediately after the show. Because that, you know, that involves policing the dog yard and scooping poop. And I'd prefer to not do that in the rain. So anyway, that's what I'll be doing really quickly right after the show. All right. That being said, it is time before we keep Marilyn and Meow Cat Rescue waiting. We'll be starting with them at the bottom of the hour. Let's get started with our prayers and affirmations. If you haven't been here before, we do this every week. And I start with A couple of prayers to honor the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can. A couple of prayers, a little prayer for our animal friends, and another Saint Francis prayer for us human animals. And then we have a pile of affirmations that I've chosen because of their life-altering potential. And so we share them with you. So anyway, joining me on this part of the show is optional. You can say the prayers along with me and do the affirmations, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing in the Love Train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required, but here you can opt out. Always sounds strange to me. You don't get to opt out of dancing. Dancing's required, but you can opt out on the prayers and affirmations. I don't know. I think something's wrong with that. Anyway, here we go. I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty then. This is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer for us human animals. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. Alrighty, that's our prayer section, and now we get to the affirmations. All of these contributed by some member of our animal world family here or beyond. Let's see. First one here was a spiritual assignment to me years ago. Just, you know, say it once a day for a week, see what happens. But changed my life. So I continue to do it every day and I share it with you. Here we go. I say each one of these affirmations three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And when you listen next week, you'll hear when she works with one of you human animals. She always gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going after the treatment. And that's where this came from. It was so popular, and I got so many calls about it. I started doing it myself and shifted things for me. And again, I continue this one. All of these affirmations I use on a daily basis. And this affirmation, when I talk about abundance, imagine the type of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this time. All righty, here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this next one comes from my spiritual family, Ananda, but the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I love to kind of get in the right frame of mind to be out in the world and around. So I also say this for my animals as well. All right, here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, next affirmation actually comes from Natasha Venter. She's our medium and communicator and feng shui and astrology and general psychic stuff gal. She's here on the third Sunday of the month. And I use this one also for me and my animal friends. It helps keep us in balance and trying to get along with the energies of now. Boy, is that a challenge. Here we go. This helps. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, and then we conclude this the long affirmations here with the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation, and man, do we need this one. We need this one all around our own country and all around the world. I'm especially focused on sending the light to our friends and allies, Canada, Greenland, Panama, Europe, Ukraine. We need to send God's love and light all around. Here we go, three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty, now we conclude this whole prayer and affirmation ritual with Dr. Nell's contribution in his favorite part. We set this in. Cross your hands over your chest and your heart with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ah, I always feel like, okay, done my job. We're done now. We're all spiritualized up. So let's not mess it up. Anyway, but we got a whole show to do, and it is time to start. It is the first Sunday of April. That means Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and certainly doing all kinds of good stuff to help our kitty friends and some of our doggy friends, too. That would be Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, and thank you.
How are you doing on this April Sunday morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, all right. So for anybody that's been under a rock or something and hasn't been here before, just give us the lowdown on what Meow Cat Rescue is all about.
Sure. Meow Cat Rescue is an animal rescue nonprofit organization, 501c3, I should mention. We are located in Kirkland in the Houghton area, and on site we have cats and kittens, and we also have cats and kittens in foster care, and we have a few pups in foster care as well.
All right, all right. You are, like you said, down in the Kirkland. It's really easy access because you're just a you know, pop off of 405. And you are open, because the pandemic really messed up all this stuff. But you guys are back. Are you really kind of back to a good working system and schedule now these days?
Yeah, we are. We're open 4 days a week, and that is working really well for us. That gives us those 3 days that we're not open. We're able to get a lot of the paperwork is astounding, the amount of paperwork we are buried in every day, and cleaning and laundry and all of that. But yes, so we are open Thursday through Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m.
And by open, we mean that you're open for people to come and meet cats and kittens and adopt them. right?
Because
meow doesn't really close. I mean, you close to public access, but somebody's got to be there all the time, like you said, to take care of those kitties and then to do all the business and paperwork to keep you guys running. You know, I hadn't really thought about that, but there's got to be a lot of, because you have to keep records on all of those animals.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody's there, I'd say 14, 15 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, do you have how many cats and kittens do you estimate are in the shelter at most times?
Well, my gross estimation would be probably, I'm going to say 50.
So 50 or more, 50, around 50 cats in the shelter most times. Now, then I know you got a whole bunch of them out in foster homes. You got any estimate of how many cats and kittens you got out in fosters?
I am going to wager a guess at about 100 right now. But that's going to increase 2 or 3-fold within the next month or so.
Oh, yikes, that's not a lot. 100 or so in foster care is not a lot, and that's going to double or triple. Now, that because, let me think if I'm thinking that would be the case because, is it true that most of the cats that are in foster care would be like litters of kittens or moms with kittens or, you know, just abandoned kittens. Most of them would be kittens because they're not old enough. Well, they need hand raising and all of that, but they can't come into the shelter to be adopted until they've been spayed and neutered. So is that the reason you're expecting the numbers to double or triple? Because there'll be even more kittens, pregnant moms and kittens?
Yeah, I would say that. The lion's share of animals in foster care are moms and babies or orphaned babies. And you're absolutely right. We just need to wait for spays and neuters before they can become available.
Yeah, and that of course, is basically the way that you address us irresponsible human animals. Because we can't be trusted to adopt unspayed and unneutered cats because we can't be trusted to spay and neuter them responsibly. So you make sure that's done before you adopt them out, and then we know that no cats coming from meow are contributing to the overpopulation problem.
Yeah, it's just a chance we can't take.
Yeah. And so when you come in to adopt, if you want to adopt a kitten, I know a lot of people want real young kittens, and I used to think that way. And back in the day, in the ancient times when I was a kid, we didn't have an overpopulation problem, and we didn't have all the regulations we do now, and I had one of my cats was a female. Sandy was her name, and she was kind of a Duluth calico. But I don't know how many litters. We probably had 5 to 7 litters with that cat. And she was the best mom, I had to be with her when she birthed her kittens. So she would do it in my bedroom, and we would always set up a birthing place. And then she'd wake me up if it was happening, you know, during the night. And so I would sit with her and birth her kittens, and then she would raise them. And she was back in the day. Then once the kittens were eating solid food and they were a little, you know, like I'd probably maybe in the 5 or 6 week old time frame, we moved them down to the basement, had a big finished basement downstairs with a cat door that went out. And we moved them down there. And oh, Marilyn, I learned so much about mama cats raising kittens because Sandy would have mouse hunting lessons with the kittens. She would go out and catch a mouse and then bring it back in and let it go. And then she'd teach the kittens how to catch the mice. And they were the best kittens. We'd raised these. And, of course, we were very dutiful in finding them great homes and all of that. And I can remember, Marilyn, we probably, for years and years and years, we'd get Christmas cards from the people that got kittens from us telling us how, you know, great the cats still are, you know, and they'd be great mousers and all of that. But unfortunately, folks, those days of being of not spaying or neutering your kitties and having kittens so your kids can experience and all that kind of stuff, it's no longer a good idea.
No.
Unfortunately, because we have so many unwanted cats and kittens, we just don't need to be bringing any more in. And, you know, there's other ways to get your kids that kind of experience and education. And certainly now we have all these wonderful shelters like Meow and stuff, and you do, now, and that leads me to, is there anything, you know, kids that, you know, really, really want a connection with cats and all of that, is there anything that kids can do on a volunteer basis at Meow?
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of things. We sometimes
Time out, because I'm looking at the clock.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't want to upset Nathan. You know, he's just so hard to deal with, you know, because he just starts signaling all this stuff. See, he's got his fist pounding now. See if I... So
order,
anyway.
Order.
Yeah, there he is. There he is. Okay, so the boss has spoken. We need to take care of advertisers. So we're going to time this out. But anybody, you got grandkids or you got kids or something that love animals and kitties and stuff? Well, we're going to find out from Marilyn, what could they do at Meow. Woo. That sounds like exciting. We haven't talked about that, at least not for a long time. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting ready to wind down here. The first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in PeterROSupplements.com. I just got a new shipment of product from Janice, who just joined us recently on the show. And she sent me... lots of kitty vitamins. They call them NuPro Nuggets. And my goodness, my cat, my Sophie, practically did backflips because I had been out of the NuPro Nuggets for a little while, and she just loves them. And they're really great if you've got a picky eater kitty and you want to stimulate their appetite, or a great way to give them vitamins is they're like little nuggets and they love them. They can be used as treats. I use them as treats for Sophie. Anyway, they're great. And, of course, the dog supplements come in the gold labels for skin and hair coat and general health. And the silver label is for hip and joint health as well as the skin and coat. And it's a wonderful powder you put in the food. It turns into a nice gravy. It's really great for getting picky eaters to eat and all that sort of stuff. But the big bonus with NuPro is that if you've got a shedding breed of dog, it seriously cuts down on the shedding. I find with my Robbie Golden, if he's on NuPro, I do not have the tumbleweeds of golden retriever hair blowing all over the house. The coat stays on him until he gets groomed and it's brushed off. If I take him off a NuPro, pretty soon I got those tumbleweeds of golden retriever hair. And anybody knows with goldens knows you can plant, you could cover the planet, carpet it with golden retriever hair if you've got one. So NuPro is a must. Check them out. NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. You can find out about all the products. And if you can't find them in your pet store, they're all available on Amazon. And Whispering Dragon Center, our premier sound healer, is available. And Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home, Jude's home in Shoreline. Great access, easy parking. Now, she's teaching an animal acutonics class this weekend. But you can certainly call her and leave her a message. Or she, I know, does have time for new clients and new patients. And great. The best general chiropractic I've ever had. And the acutonics, I think, is even more powerful than the needles and just acupuncture. But she can do the needles if you want. But the acutonics or the tuning forks is amazing. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center Facebook. And or you can give Jude a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And, of course, you know I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs, solve problems fast. I only usually have to see you once. And I always do a free telephone evaluation. So write my number down, and you or anybody you know has problems with their dogs, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to you for free. If I'm not the best one to help, I probably know who is. So write down my number, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. 217-7258. Alrighty then. We are getting back to Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. We've already established that they have their public open hours for adoption are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. That means you can go this afternoon. Check out your kitties. You can also check out on meowcatrescue.org. Check on available cats and kittens. You can see who's available. You can actually start the adoption process, I think, online, can't you, Marilyn?
Yeah, you can. Our application is right there on our website.
All right. So we were talking about kids, you know, and it used to be we all want, you know, often would have a mommy cat at home and have babies so the kids can be involved. But anymore, that isn't a responsible thing to do because we just have too many cats. And there are better ways to educate kids. And, you know, and one of the ideas that occurred to me, Marilyn, during the break was if someone had children and Willie wanted them to experience that, they could become a foster family and foster a pregnant mom sometime and then birth the kittens for Meow
in their home.
Something like that. But anyway, so we were going to talk about, are there things that kids could do at Meow on a volunteer basis or something that could kind of cover the space?
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of things that kids can do. I mean, like on a group level, a lot of the time, or I shouldn't say a lot of the time, sometimes Girl Scout troops, they go to the grocery store and they have a pet food drive for Meow, and then they bring the food over to us. Or sometimes they make little kitty quilts and kitty toys and bring them over to us. One thing that we see that I just love is we recently had a little girl who was turning 8, and in lieu of birthday presents, she asked everyone to make a donation to Meow. And then she brought just loads and loads of food and toys. And it was just the sweetest, most selfless thing for a little 8-year-old girl.
Oh, how wonderful. That's really touching. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And I wonder, you know, sometimes there are programs in shelters and rescues. And I'm thinking about dogs at the moment, like the Reading with Rover sort of thing, mm-hmm. Helping kids read with dogs and stuff. But then there are some shelters times that, you know, kids can come in and like read to the dogs and the cats and that kind of stuff. Do you have any kind of program where kids could come in and socialize kitties or spend time with cats?
We do not, only because of the very slight chance of someone getting scratched or bitten and the liability that would come with that.
So we
have to be 18 to come in and volunteer.
So that's the age. You have to be 18 to actually officially volunteer for anything.
In shelter volunteering, yes.
Yeah. Okay. But you could keep it in mind, folks, if you know of a family that, you know, would really like their kids to experience this. I think Meow can always use more foster homes, can't they? Can't you, Marilyn?
Always more foster homes are needed.
And you do sometimes get stray or abandoned or, you know, pregnant moms that need to be fostered and have to birth their kittens and be raised in a home until they can come into the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, that does happen. Yep.
All right. Well, so keep that in mind, folks. That would be a wonderful educational process and experiential process for your kids in a responsible way, you know, without adding to more cats to the planet that aren't going to be here already. That would be a wonderful experience. So now, it's April already, Marilyn. Anything coming up that I'm not aware of for Meow? Any events or things that we should be aware of?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of things coming up. We have a 5K fun run. Actually, I walk it. I don't run. That is coming up on Saturday, April 19th, which I think is 2 weeks away. And you just join up at Marymore Park. And it's a $33 registration fee. You get a T-shirt, and you walk with friends, and it's really a lot of fun.
Oh, sounds wonderful. And I don't have that on current events. I didn't get a notification or anything about it.
I'll send that to you.
Yeah, if you can send that to me, we can get it up on current events. That reminds me, I'm just going to tell everybody, and I'll tell you now, Rhonda, my website gal, is on vacation. She's volunteering and helping band hummingbirds in Arizona.
Oh,
God, the pictures are so cute. I mean, because they have all these, they apparently have a banding thing going on in Arizona. And so when the hummingbirds are migrating, you know, because they go from north to south, you know, in winter and summer and all of that, well, apparently they all come through this spot in Arizona. And there's tons and tons of different varieties of hummingbirds. Well, I haven't heard yet how they catch them, but once they're caught, then they band them. And then once they're banded, and they give them some nectar and stuff, then the volunteers that are there, like my friends, get to hold and love these little hummingbirds as they recover from their banding operation, you know, thing, until they're, you know, want to fly away. And so, oh my gosh, I've been appreciating my hummers more the last day or so since Rhonda's been sending me pictures. They're just so exquisite. Beautiful and so tiny. Gosh, what a great experience with these hummers. And, well, so anyway, It's I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, the fact that Rhonda's on vacation. So current events and the website's not going to be updated today until she gets back. So it won't be updated till Tuesday. So I've got time, Marilyn, if you can send me any, you know, current event information for anything coming up. If you can send that to me, Rhonda will be updating it all online on Tuesday. So if you get it to me before Tuesday, we can get it up right away.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So we've got that 5K coming up later in April. Anything else like that coming up?
No, just that. And then our yearly fundraiser.
Yeah, that we have. That would be Fine Wines and Felines. I know about that.
Yeah, that's coming right up in, 2 months, a little over 2 months now.
Yeah. And so I do have that on current events, so that's good. But I need the 5K and anything else. I would assume that you have a wonderful selection of adult cats and some kittens, and because you said I think you've been telling us every month that kitten season never stopped this year.
Yes.
But you're expecting a whole lot more. You're expecting it to amped up now, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. And we've got kittens at the shelter, and I know tomorrow we've got a litter of kittens that are being spayed and neutered, so they'll soon be available. And I myself have a litter of kittens at home that will be spayed and neutered probably in about a month. So they're going to be, there's no shortage of kittens, let me just say that.
Right, and pretty much all styles and colors and available. Again, you can go to the Meow website, meowcatrescue.org, and click on available cats and kittens. Now, I don't know that we mentioned it, but they do have some dogs from time to time. But the dogs are not in the shelter. Dogs are in foster. But you can check on, I think, available dogs and puppies or something along that line on the website. And then you could see who they have in foster care in dog suits in case you're interested in a dog. And I think mostly you have smaller dogs, medium to small-sized dogs, don't you?
Generally speaking, we do. I know we currently have a dog. His name is Jiggy. He's an American Hairless Terrier.
Wow.
Yeah. He's small, though. He's 16 pounds. And his elderly person had to move to a facility, was no longer able to care for him.
Oh.
So he's a cute little dog. I know about him. And
all
I'm
right.
not sure who else we have.
Okay. Well, if you're interested looking for a dog friend or a kitty friend, meowcatrescue.org, and you can check out what's available there. Or just remember, they're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. That means this afternoon. So if you're looking for something to do on this rainy afternoon and you've been wanting to add a cat friend to your family, now's a great time to do it. So, Marilyn, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us again, and all the great work you do for the kitties. And we'll be thinking great thoughts for you, and that you don't get too overwhelmed with the kitten season. And gosh, we're going to talk again in May. Holy moly.
Yeah.
So happy springtime on the way.
Yeah, happy spring.
All righty. Thanks, Marilyn. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Oh, gosh, it's always so fun to hear about the cats and the kittens and all of that. But doesn't that sound like a great idea if you wanted your kids to experience raising kittens but don't want to be irresponsible? Well, volunteer and be a foster for Meow. And then be first on the list for the next pregnant female that comes in that you could raise and have the babies and your kids experience them and raise them up. And then when they're ready for homes, I think you can always be a failed foster and you could adopt a kitten if you wanted to, or two from the batch that you had, or they all go back to Meow when they can be spayed and neutered and then go up for adoption. So anyway, think about it. Alrighty, we are out of time for hour number one, and that means it is time to fire up the love train. And of course, this is to get us up and moving and get our energy flowing. But also, there's a purpose in this. We continue to do the love train because it is so important to spread this love around the country, especially the world. I really just can't even get started. I would need to talk to you all day about what's going on. But I hope you are have accurate news sources, are paying attention. If you were some of the ones out in the street yesterday, thank you. Appreciate it. And let us spread the love and the light all over the country, all over the world. It's so important. And I always energize up the love train music with the yogi energization prayer after I tell you, dancing's required, okay? But you can dance in your chair. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up and join the love train with us. I'll come by and pick you up. And here we go to energize up with our yogi energization prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, infinite spirit, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And I was just going to say, and coming up next will be Help Animals India and Eileen. So stay right where you are. We'll love train and then go to India right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.